morning we're Masechet Brachot Daf Nun Aleph, and we're starting on the line, on the top of the Amud. But just very quickly, so we spoke yesterday about Rabbi Yehuda speaking about if you forgot to eat, and then he says that you should basically move the food to your side. And we saw three brighters. The one in the bright says swallow, one says spit out, and then make a bracha. One says move to the side. And the Gemara says it's not a kashia, right? Depending if it would be spoiled or wouldn't be spoiled. And the Gemara starts on our Amud and says, like, it's permitted to lo mamis, nami les lakinu letzad echad velivrich. So the Gemara says, why don't we even eat things which wouldn't be messed up if you're in your mouth already, right? Why not just move it to the side? Why take it out? And why that third brighter? I think what's that? Tirgum Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak explained it, kaskaske kamed Rabbi Yossi bar Abin Bishmai Rabbi Yochanan. I said, Mishum Shenehmar, why? Because the passage says, Yimalei pi tidatech, you're to fill your mouth with tehillah, with praise to Hashem. Therefore, if you've got something in your mouth which you could possibly take out and you want to make a brocha, so then your brocha wouldn't be, your mouth would be complete with brocha, rather empty out your mouth and make the brocha properly. Because so Bami name Rav Chisda, so Kash will ask Rav Chisda, a person ate and drank and forgot to bench, didn't bench. To make a brocha. Before my brocha Rishonah we're talking about, not a brocha Achrona, first brocha. So Ma'o, Sheyachzor V'Yavarech, should he now make the brocha anyhow? He's already eaten and drunk, he make the brocha. So now he gives him an answer, which the answer seems like a bit of a cynical type of sarcasm. He says, Amar Lehu. So he says to him, he answers them, whoever answered the question, he says, Mi Sha'achal Shum V'Recho Noda, if a person who ate garlic and has mouth smelling, Yachzor V'Yochal Shum Acher K'deshi Recho Nodev. Well, he should eat some more garlic so that his breath can smell worse. So now you can understand that every way you wanted, right? It appears here that he's saying, what do you want? He's already messed up. He missed the brocha. What, he's going to make brochas on food he never ate. But immediately after that, the Gemara says like this, Amar Avina, Hilchach, therefore, Afilu Gamar Shudato, Yachzor V'Yivarech. Therefore, even if you've already finished eating, you should go back and break a brocha. Which seems to be a little bit different to what we just heard a second ago from Rav Chisda. So I'm not sure, maybe Ravina, that Hilchach, look Rashi there, Rashi says the Hilchach, it's the last wide lines there of the Rashi at the top. Hilchach, Kevan Deim Niskar Be'emtza. So I think that Ravina is going now on the previous three brightest, which we just brought down a second ago. He says the Hilchach, Kevan Deim Niskar Be'emtza, Yachol Levarech, Afilu Gamar Sudato, Nami Yachol. If he's in the middle, if he's got some food in his mouth, let's say he can't get that food out, it's food which is mamis, he can just push it to the side and make a brocha. So he's saying, therefore, so too, if you finish already eating, you can still make a brocha. Which seems to be a little bit different to Rav Papa, but that seems to be the flow of the Gemara. So now the Gemara is like this, we've got a brighter. The Tanya brings a brighter for this, right? What's Ravina's source for being able to make a brocha after you've eaten? He says, the Tanya, Taval Dala, Omer Baleto Brocha Shekel Shem Stavitz Vayna Latvila. Person who makes him goes to Mikvani Toivels, right? On his way up. Right, on his way up, but he's already after the toivling. Says, look at the Rashi, he makes a brocha, a tvila. Alma afa gav the taval havi a brocha. If he's already done the tvila, right, he can still make a brocha. So it seems that after the fact, you can make the brocha. Here, he should have brocha, as we know, over la siyata. Normally make a brocha, and then you do the action. Here, he did the tvila, and then he did the brocha. It was a post fact. So he seems to say, Rabina, that's the same source over here. You can therefore eat, even make a brocha, even after you eat it. The Gemara says, Velohi, it's not the case, not correct. Why? Hata mi kara gavelo chazi. There, before he made the brocha, he wasn't raui, he wasn't suitable to making brochas. Look at Rashi, why wasn't he raui? He says, Hata mi kara lo chazi, derov tfilot mishum keriyam. Rashi says, because most reasons people go to the mikveh because of bal keri. Ubalei kariyam asurim b'brochas, and they can't make brochas. Shem divrei Torah. We saw this a couple of days ago. So now, this guy beforehand, he was ra'ui to eat. There wasn't a problem. He could not make a brocha. And once he's lost it, it's lost it. There's one that quickly note there about making a brocha with regards to a bal keri. Look at that tosfot, the first tosfot on the daf. So it says, Taima, what's going on there? Why are we worried about being a Balkari? Right? Taima, Eino Asur Levarech, we couldn't just perish the Balkari and Asur Levarech Torah. He says, because he says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Why was the guy asked to make a brocha? Rashi says that he was asked to make a brocha because of a Balkari. He says, but he doesn't like that idea. So, Yeshua, Demari, but it's about Gairim. So he says, no, he's speaking here all about Gairim. right, that are converts. Umibnei or tat tevila hitzichu lechol shar tevilot levarich lachar tevila. He says, because a ger can't make a bracha before the tevila because he's not a Jew yet. Therefore, there we were metaka in the bracha only after the tevila. Therefore, to keep it all the same, I suppose not to embarrass the ger, he wouldn't say people making a bracha beforehand and making a bracha afterwards. Because we were metaka in all the tevila to make a bracha after the tevila. The chaim the tzidat yadayim says Tosfot with the washer shem pa'amim adam ba mi beit hakisei. Sometimes he comes from the toilet and he can't make a bracha. Ve'en adam ra'ui levarech ad la'achar netila, and he can't make a bracha. He does the netilat yadayim. So therefore, nahagu am levarech kol shar birkat yadayim la'achar tefila. Amazing that, right? Same idea here with birkat yadayim, because sometimes you wouldn't be able to make a bracha because you would have come from the toilet. Not fitting to make a bracha with dirty hands. So therefore, all the tefillas, we always make a bracha after we've done the netilat yadayim. You know, we've got this whole malach that the drying of your hands is like part of the netila, and therefore it's still part of the mitzvah. But you have to give a straightforward example explanation. Your hands aren't fitting to make a bracha, and therefore you make a bracha after. Once we do it in one place, chayim metaken in all the other places as well. Okay, so well, now, sorry. Since I'm not a woman, I've never been present when a woman benches, I don't know, but let's ask a woman. Zan, when you make a brocha in the mikveh, before or after the tefillah? So here we are, Sfaradim do it outside the water before they go in, and Ashkenazim do it in the water after the first dunk. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Now the Gemara gives over here asparagus. Now this isn't the asparagus that we all eat, right? This is not the hors d'oeuvre or the vegetable asparagus. Asparagus, Rashi says, is a kos shayu shotim b'chol boker liber rikanin refuah. That eat it like a drink they drink in the first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, right? And it was for medicinal purposes. Right, and the Gemara says we got a bright asparagus. So asparagus is good for the heart and good for the eyes. The kosher kind of b'nei ma'ayim, and how much more so for the b'nei ma'ayim? Now, just see this. Could be read this as a question mark. And is it good so good for the ma'ayim? But I think from Rashi you'll see that the pshatya is because Rashi says yeah, kushyehi, klomar, but the chamre ketani. The and since it's wine, it should be good for the heart as well. And the brightest carries on. Everybody's used to drinking this on a regular basis. It's good for their whole body. However, if you get drunk from it, it's bad for the whole body. The Gemara is like this. Since we're reading over here, it's good for the heart. So now the Gemara makes this assumption. Anything that's good for the heart must be wine. Right? It says, it seems we're talking about wine, right? Because obviously wine's good for the heart. Ukatari, and then we said, and it appears that it's good for the digestive system, the intestines. But that's a problem because we know Vahatani, we got a brighter that says Lilaat Yafil Ramat Kashe. Right? These are acronyms. Which Chachamim had, look at Rashi over here, the Becham Raskinan, the Amrina and the Kama Beshmati, we see that in Asugia, asparagus, le la'at yafe, vukminan beshayan, it's made of wine, and Simon Rashi says, what's la'at? Lev, ayin, and tchol. It's good for the heart, for the eyes, and for the spleen. Right? But if you look a little bit in the next Rashi, v'koshka yimim ayim kushia, after v'hatan le kama le ramat, kashe, it's bad for the ramat, asparagus shayayim, made of wine. And what is Ramat, says Rashi? Ramat is Rosh, Me'ayim, and Tachtoniot. So the from the intestine downwards. Right? So it's bad for the head and for the intestine and the rest of the parts of that body. So it seems strange over here. How can we say here that it's good for the Me'ayim if it's made of wine? The Gemara says, Kitanya hibi miyushat. That bright to there is when it's aged wine. Right? Kitnan konam yain shani toim. A person makes a neder, you won't drink wine. Shayayin kashi b'nei ma'ayin. That's bad b'ayin. Right? So, and Amru lo, v'alo miyushan yafe v'hu li b'nei ma'ayin v'shatak. Says in the Asr b'chadash. When is it bad if you make a neder, if it's a good new one? U'mutar b'miyushan shma minah. So this asparagus of Yahu, which is good for the ma'ayin, that's if it's aged wine. If it's young wine, it isn't very good for the for the intestine. Sorry about that. Shisha Dvarim Nemru Vespregas. Now we're on this subject over here. There's six things that Chaim spoke about, this importance of drinking this drink, asparagus. Ein shenato ela keshu chai. So firstly, it needs to be raw. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Ela chai. Not raw. I'm talking rubbish here. Yain chai shenu mazug. You need the wine inside. It has to be undiluted wine. Umalei. Right? Mekablo b'yamin. And you receive in your right hand. V'shoteu b'smol. It's all mystical stuff. You drink with your left hand. You don't talk afterwards. Right? You don't talk afterwards. And you don't, Rashi says, you don't sip it like coffee. You sip it in one shot, like a shot of whiskey. Of not good whiskey, obviously. You would never drink not good whiskey quickly, right? And the cup. You don't give the cup to the person, anybody other than the person who gave it to you in the mornings. If you've got your servant waiting for you as you wake up, your butler standing at your bedside, and he says, here, sir, here's your cup of asparagus. He's the guy you give the cup back to. You don't give it to your wife. Right? V'rok acharav. And you spit straight after you've had it. V'ein somchinoto el bemino. Look at Rashi. V'ein somchinoto. You don't eat something afterwards unless it's from the same min. You could have another wine-based drink or food. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, we've got a bright list that you should only follow up your chaser. I think that would be the good way of explaining it, right? The chaser. Like, well, how did that translate in English, by the way?
Supplement.
Supplement, okay. Supplement. With bread. And now he's saying that it has to be its own means. So we said, look, Kashia, habida chamra, habida shikra. Would he pay is made of wine or made of beer? So a wine beverage, if it had a wine inside it, so then Rashi, bida chamra, smichato bepat. Then you can have bread afterwards. But a shikra, if it's made of barley, a beer, smichato bemino. Then you use something similar to its own mean. Right? Rashi says, shechar ta'anim, if it's made of dates, ta'anim, what are ta'anim? Figs. Figs, then some chumet tainim, the imshel tibetness of dates, who some chumet tibetim, you use dates. So that's the idea. Tani chada. Now we've got a brighton that says like this. Lela'at yafel ramat kasha. Now we know what la'at. Lev, ayin, and tchol, right? So it's good for the spleen, and for the eyes, and for the heart. And for the rosh, for the ma'ayim, and the tachtonion, it's kasha. It's bad for the digestive system. Tani idach, ramat yafel la'at kasha. The other brighton says the other way around. So we're confused. We said, lo kashi, ha ben acham, ha ben shik, sabat, depending if it's wine, depending if it was made of beer. Tani chada, rak acharav loke. What bride is it if you spit afterwards? That's bad for you. Loke, you don't get malkot. Loke over here, Rashi says, where's the Rashi there? Loke, help me somebody, is there a Rashi there? Loke here, becholi. Right, you get sick. V'tani idach, lo rak acharav loke. Another bride says, if you don't spit, you'll get sick. We said, lo kashi, ha ben acham, ha ben shikra. So it seems the wine is always the preferable one. The beer-based one, you've got to be more careful with. Amar Ashi, hashtag amart lo rak acharav loke. Shabbat says, now that we've got this brighter that tells you, if you don't spit after you've drunk the asparagus, you're going to get sick. So therefore, it's a sakarat nefashot. So therefore, me'amav nizrik, in the water must be thrown out. Afilu bifnei ha-melech. Even if the king is around, right? In other words, you mustn't be embarrassed. Rashi says, even for ha-melech, yarok v'lo yistaken, rather spit. Okay, that was a bit of a commercial break for asparagus. Okay, now Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, Shlosha Dvarim Sachli Suriel Saraprim. You can see the Gemara changed a bit of gears over here. Now, right, we're in a different realm today. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel says, ben Elisha, says, the three things that Suriel Saraprim told me. Who's Suriel? Rashi says, yes, Suriel Malach Hashuv. L'avoid Nachash Baruch. This is an angel, a very important angel, used to come before Akash Baruch. And he told me three things. Altitol chalukcha shachrit miyara shamash vitilbash. You shouldn't take your cloak in the morning from your servant, right? Rashi says, Ela atabats mecha taleb makom shu sham vitilbashenu. You must take out your own pajama, your own jacket, coat in the morning, your own gown, or when you're getting up in the morning, you mustn't write anybody else. Don't do negel vasa in the morning from somebody who himself hasn't done negel vasa. And also don't give the glass of asparagus back to anybody else other than to the one who gave it to you. And what tachsefit Rashi says, shame chavurat shedim. Okay, because of this group of demons. It doesn't really apply to us today. Amila istalganit. And some say istarganit shem chaburat malachei chabala. So not demons, but angels of destruction. And the verse like this: Va'amrila istarganit shem malachei chabala mitzapin lo la'adam ve'omrim emetai yavo adam nidei achad midvarim ha'elu v'ilaked. And the angels are waiting there, he says. And the group of angels just waiting for these people to make these mistakes so they can pounce on them. Amri Shubin Levi. Shubin Levi says to somebody else, Shlosha dvarim sachli malach hamavit. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Isha saw it from Suriel. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says that he heard from the Malach HaMavet. Al titol chalukcha shachim yad HaShabbos v'til the same idea. Al titol yad chami shalom tal yad same idea. Al tamod, the third example is a little different. Al tamod b'nei anashim b'sha'a shechozhot b'nei amet. You shouldn't stand in front of women when they come back from the funeral. Mipnei wasit Malach HaMavet. Mipnei shani miraked uba lefihen v'charvi b'yadi. He says, I stand in front of them, and my sword's out in my hand, and I've got the right to go wild and go crazy and kill. I was wondering to myself, I know it might be off the wall, but you see that in some cases, a woman doesn't walk through the shura when she's an avel. In some service, only the men walk through the shura after the funeral. I was just wondering if it could be related to this. You don't want to be in front of the woman walking back from the grave because of this Gemara over here. I don't know, but just a speculation. Okay. If you happen to walk in front of a group of women coming from the funeral, what do? It says, Linshof mi duchte arba amot. Right? You jump from your place. Right? I think there's a Rashi over here. There's a Rashi over here. There's a Likutei somewhere, Linshof, yeah, there's a Likutei Rashi and Megillah, that's right. It says, Yedaleg, right, like move from your place, four amas. Ikan Ahari, there's a river there, Diabre, cross over the river. Ikan Darkach is a different way, Lizl, but go on a different route. Vika Guda, Rashi, there's a wall over there, Kotel, Liku Achore, go behind the wall. Vilo Lihara Ape Velema, then stand behind. Right, turn away. So Eliyahu Ape, face the other direction. The Yomar, and quote this pasuk. The pasuk, the Yomar Hashem Satan, Yigar Hashem Becha, God will cause you trouble, Asatan, V'yigar Hashem Becha, and he'll mess you up with you. Abochem Yerushalayim, Aloze, Ud Mutzal Me'esh. Okay, so keep that pasuk handy. Keep it in your pocket at all times when you're coming out of funerals. I'm Rabbi Zaira, I'm Rabbi Abai, I'm Rabbi Anita, we've something for a writer. Tana, Asarad, this is a very important Gemara, by the way. We've got to say now, I remember this from many, many years ago, if you're making Kiddush, and something which we all do a lot, so it's a brocha that's very relevant, right? Like as Tana, Asarad Varim Nemru Bekoshu Bracha. There are 10 things that were said, Chachamim said, about a Koshu Bracha. Rashi mentions the Koshu Bracha is specifically Birkat HaMazon. Right, ta'un hadacha, one, needs to be cleaned. Vishtifa, and to be washed. We'll see the second. The one is inside, one is outside. Chai, the wine must be, you put the wine into the cup before you dilute it. Accordingly, you'll see the dilution is in the cup. Umalei, you fill it up. Itur, we'll see what does itur mean. It must be surrounded like a crown. Ve'ituf, and wrapped. We'll see it as well. Notlo b'shtei adav, you hold the cup in two hands. You pick it up with two hands. Be put into the right hand, tefach, and you lift it up. It's important off the ground tefach. Look at Rashi over here. Tefach. If sitting on the floor, he puts it up on the floor. If he's on the table, like we sit at a table in a chair, magbiho mina shulchan. So when you're holding a cup for Birkat HaMazon, just make sure your cup is at least a tefach off the table. If you're holding it like just a centimeter of the table, it's not off the table. If you lift it up on the table, a tefach off the table. That's how you're going to hold the cup. Lost my place here, sorry. Minakarka, right. V'noten enav bo, you should look at the cup when you are making the brocha. V'yesh omrim, and those are the ten things, right? So the 10 things are, let's go through them one more time quickly. We said that we want Hadacha v'shtifa, chai, malei, itur, ituf, not lo b'shtay yadav, not lo b'yamid, makbim in hakarka tefach, and noten enav and look at it. V'yesh omrim, the 11th one, af meshagro b'matan l'anshei beito. Should send it as a gift. Rashi says, what does it mean? Matana. He says, Derech Doron v'chashivut. Like really with serious intent, like making it serious. La'an Shabbat, Rashi says, yeah, le'ishto to his wife. Okay, so those are the 11 possibilities on understanding Kosher Baruch. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Anu, Enanu, Ela Arba. We don't know about these 10 or whatever. We just know about the four main ones. One of them, he says, Hadacha v'shtifa. He also says, washing and cleaning. Chai, putting it in the wine undiluted. Umalel, it should be full. Right? Just out of interest, Rav Tzadok is very makpid about this. I've been at his house. There's been a cup on the table which has been used for something else. And before benching, he sent his son to go wash the cup he used it for Kiddush, probably the same cup. He sent him to go be washed before he just filled it up with wine. And he said to me specifically this, he says, Shtifa v'hadacha. Right? So he said like this. So now, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hadacha v'shtifa v'chamana. Tana chada. And now the Gemara explains each one of them. Tana hadacha mibifnim. So hadacha is washing it from the inside. And shtifa is washing it on the outside. And now we said they're chai v'malei, right? And Rabbi Yochanan says anybody who makes a bracha on a full cup, right, he gets an inheritance without any trouble. Shneimar umalei b'kad Hashem yom umalei b'kad Hashem yam v'daro yirasha, right? If it's full umalei b'kad Hashem yam v'daro yirasha, right? He'll inherit basically the west and the south. Rabbi Yoshi Barachanin Omer, Zoche v'nochel shnei olamim. He says, if you fill up a kos, you make a brocha with a full cup. Not 5/6 full or 9/10 full. Right? Nochel shnei olamim, you inherit two worlds. What I'm about to say, what I'm about. Now the word says, itur. What is itur? Rav Yudim Atrehu b'talmidim. How did they do itur? So itur means like making it, like circling it around like a crown. So it says that Rav Yudim would put his talmidim around the cup. Look at Rashi. Atrehu b'talmidim, talmidav. So the vino talk is shubavarech. While he's making Kiddush, to have his students standing around him like a crown around him. Right? Rav Chisda ma'atrede benatle. Rav Chisda would put cups around it. So that's how I used to always do it. We everyone gets their own cup in front of them. But in the old days, when we have like small meals, there'd be five of you or six of you. So you got these Kiddush cup sits. You got a Kiddush cup in the middle and like the little cups around it. So I used to fill up the cups, like the Kiddush cups around it, and have the cup in the middle. You lift it up and you have little cups around you. And that's probably what he says over here. The same idea. Amrav Chanan and the Mishnah Shas and the Gra changed this. Leave out Amrav Chanan, just says Chai Amrav Sheshet. Right? Rav Sheshet says Chai. Ubebirkat Aretz. And when is it? When do you do the Miziga? According to the Shas, you do the Miziga, and when you get to Birkat Aretz, you start off Rabotai Nebarech, Birkat Azan. You still got undiluted wine. You get to Birkat Aretz, and then you dilute the wine. Then you add in your water. Ituf, what is Ituf? Rapapa ma'atei fiyati. Rapapa, on Ituf, over the Gemara, Ituf, Rapapa would wrap himself up. Rashi says ma'atei betalito. Put a talis on. You'll see over here, there's all minhagim to wear jackets. You see, people are very makpid to wear a jacket and a hat for benching. People who normally wear jackets and hats, right, they might even eat the whole meal or daven without a jacket, but they get up and they go get their hat and their jacket for benching. This comes from here, right, from ma'atei. Vayativ Rav Asi Paris Sudra al Reshe. See that Rav Asi would put us like a something on his head, like a hat, like we call it today a hat or a scarf or on his head. But right, Natalobish. Now that's Ituf. Then Natalobish. The Mishnah said there that you should take it in two hands. I'm Rav Chinen Bar Papa. My crowd. What's the makor? Says yes. Seu Yedechem Kodesh Shubarchut Hashem. So Seu Yedechem means lift up both your hands. And bench Hashem, but not only. Meaning putting into your right. Where does it come? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rishonim Shalu. So they asked the previous generations the questions. Small Mahu Shetesayeli Yabin. Should the left hand help the right? In other words, while you're holding the cup, should you support it with your left hand? Amar Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi said, Hoyil Verishonim Ibayelehu Velo Ifshlet Lehu. Since we see the question was asked in the previous generations, but it wasn't answered. We never got an answer. Anan na'avad l'chumra. We go l'chumra. What do you mean l'chumra? Rashi says, yeah, shelot to say a small yami b'shat brocha. You don't support the cup with you. See, some people hold the cup in their right hand and they support the left hand. Here we see straight out. Rashi says, no. You hold the cup in your right hand only. And that's probably, again, speculating, why there's an inclination to use a cup without a stem. A cup without a stem sits nicer in your hand, like a flat cup. If you've got a stem, then you've got to support it because it's a bit more wobbly and you can probably and you need a bit more help. This idea lifted from the ground of a tefach. What's the pasuk? It says, you have to lift up the cup. Right? So tefach is a minimum of lifting up a cup. Then the bride, they say, you look at it. So he says, it's a purely practical reason. You keep your eyes on the cup so that you don't lose concentration on what you're going to. I've seen people, and it's a Kabbalistic thing, the Sfaradim are big on this, to try and see their reflection. Right, to try and see the reflection of their face in the wine. I'm not sure what it's about, but I've seen people making a real effort to try and see the reflection. But the other Gemara says purely just to not lose concentration.
This is for
Birkat Hamazon. Birkat Hamazon, right? Yeah. This is all for Birkat Hamazon. Right. I suppose the idea of looking at the wine is good for any time you're making kiddush, not to lose concentration. There's any Indian and kiddush though that I know to look at the wine when you make the brocha. Brocha shnei chabrei pri agaf, and you then look at the wine. I don't know where I got that from, but I've seen that. I know that as well. We'll come to that. Right, Ira, what do you want to say?
I don't understand how it could be chai and
male. I was thinking exactly the same thing. So I'm assuming that male becomes male after birkat aretz. I thought about that as well. Okay. I didn't want to confuse myself. All right. You send it to your wife as a gift. Right? How? The Gemara says, Ki heichi de titbarech devitu, so that she should be blessed. Okay, so now on this, there's an interesting story. Ula ikle lebei Rav Nachman. Ula came to Rav Nachman, and they had bread. Barich birchat mezor, and they benched. Yaiv la kasa de birchat Rav Nachman. So it appears that he was benching in Rav Nachman's house as the guest, and he gave Rav Nachman the kosher brocha to drink from. So Amalei Rav Nachman says to Ula, lish darmar kasa de birchat Yalta. Rav Nachman's wife was Yalta. She's actually quite a famous woman, right? To Yalta, so he says, send. You'll see in a second that she was more than just famous. She also had a bit of a temper, right? So he says, send the glass, the cup of brocha to my wife. So Amarle, so Ula says to Rav Nachman, Amarle, Hachi Amar B'Yochanan. B'Yochanan says as follows, Ein pre-bit nashe shemit parech, enemy pre-bit noshlish. The woman only gets the brocha of fertility through the brocha of the man. Shneemar, Uvarech pre-bit necha. The passage of Uvarech pre-bit necha. Right? Look at Rashi over there. No, Rashi over there. Right, pre-bitna, Lord, I don't say her stomach, ela pre-bitnecha, your stomach. Tanamiachi, Rabbi Natan Omer, we nine shame pre-bitna, should ish, shemit barach, enemy pre-bitna, should ish, how do the woman's womb is blessed through the man? Shemar, varech pre-bitnecha, pre-bitna, lo neemar, ela pre-bitnecha. So Adahachi, Shama Yalta, in the meantime, Yalta's waiting over there, and she hears that the cup's not coming to her. Right? So she's pretty upset about it. What did she do? She goes into a rage. Kama bezihara. Rashi says over there, Amda bekas. Va'alta lebei chamre. She goes into the wine cellar, goes to the warehouse where the wine is kept. Va'tavra arba meya danei de chamre. Breaks 400 barrels of wine. You want any wine to drink? I'll show you. And she, right? Beware the wrath of a woman who wasn't given a glass of wine. Right? So Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, "Nishtal Amar Kasachinus." Rav Nachman now is Rav Nachman's panicking there. Rav Nachman's the guest in the house. He sees Ula. No, sorry. Ula's the guest in the house. But Rav Nachman's got guest, but he sees his wife going a bit crazy there. So he says, "You know what? Let's send her another glass of wine." Shalachna, let's send her a glass, right? And he says like this: "Kol hai nivka de birchati." All the glasses are from brocha. Not only because she might say, "Well, I want the glass that you made birchat hamazon on." So he says, all the glasses, look at Rashi there, kol hai nivne de birchati, kol yayin shebechabit kekos shebrachahu shati mimenu. They're all the same. Drink from that, this one. Right, so Shal Chalei, she sends him back a message. And she says, like, this is a bit of, it's some sort of idiom, which I'm not familiar with. But Rashi explains it. So she says to him, mimahadure mile, u mimismartute kalmi. So look at Rashi over here. Mimahadure mile. Mimachzire ba'ayarot. Mimachzire ba'ayarot yirbu tamid dvarim. How do they translate that, by the way, in the English over there?
From itinerant peddlers.
Right. So the Mechazir by those who are running around the cities, Yirbu Tamil Yubive, and he said, we must start to reclame, or maybe Mishtake Begadim, Beluim, Muratim, Yirbu Kinim. Right, Kinim, it says here, basically, and from all your worn clothes, you've been infested with lice. What is that? Is that what he says there? Is that how they have to explain it in English? Basically, she didn't say anything very nice to him. She wasn't very grateful for getting that glass of wine. Okay. So, Amrav Asi, Ein Mesich. Now, the next halacha we learned there was, and you shouldn't talk after the cup, Al Kotshel Brocha. Right? There says over here also, Amrav says, don't Ein Mesichin. Rashi says over there, Ein Mesichin, Mishachzu Ad Shevarim. From the time you hold the glass in your hand until you brench, you don't talk, it's a hefsek. Also, you shouldn't make a brocha on Koshel Puranut. Let's see what this is interesting here, the Koshel Puranut. Brocha, I'm scrolling around. What's a Koshel Puranut? It says, the second cup. Look at Rashi over here. Shehu Shel Zugot. It's even numbers. You shouldn't drink wine in even numbers. You either have one glass or you have three glasses. You either have two. Right, v'ha'omed me'al shulchano v'shati zugot nizok al yashayni. If you only drink two glasses of wine, you get up, you're in trouble. The shayni will come after you. That's why you don't make a brocha either on the koshayni, because the koshayni is the second cup, and that you're even numbers. You're not even numbers, right? Says Zaviyah, the gross like this. Tani Rabiyachi, we've got a brighter, which is as well, right? Ashote kiflayim lo yevarech. Rashi says, what does it mean, kiflayim? Zugot, if you drink pears, lo yivarech, mishum shneemar, he called you kratek lech Yisrael, be prepared, v'hai lo metaken, if you're drinking a kos shel puranut, it's not called being metaken. Amr Abba Ayyub, Amr Abba Batnit, we're going to write it, Tana, ochel malech, if you're eating and you're walking, mevarech umad, you make a brocha while you're standing. Kishu ochel umad, if he's eating standing, not walking, mevarech meyusha, we should sit down for the brocha. Ukeshu may save ochel, and obviously if he's reclining, he should sit up. Yoshev ochel, don't make the brocha in your reclined state. The hilchot is the Gemara bechuluhu yoshev varech. You should always sit and make a brocha. It's important halacha this. You should always preferably sit. You shouldn't make a brocha standing. You shouldn't make a brocha moving around. You should sit down to making a brocha. Exactly. Okay, we learned that Gemara, eh? Came across the Gemara, right? Okay. Hadralach Shlosh Achlu, Hadralach Shlosh Achlu, Hadralach Shlosh Achlu. Okay, we finished the next parak. Now we come on to a famous parak called Eilu Dvarim Shreve Shama Hila Besuda. Shreve Hila Beshama Cholek, a lot of stuff. Here, particularly, a lot of machlokot around Seudas. We're going to go through the Mishnah very quickly, because we're going to all the details much more in the Gemara. Start like this. Dvarim, Eilu Dvarim Shreve Shama Hila Besuda. Rashi says, in case you were wondering, it's not Beit Shammah Hillel agreed on anything in the Suda, it's what they argued about in the Suda. Beit Shammah Hillel, so now we're talking about Kiddush over here, right? During Kiddush on Yom Tov and Shabbos, the question is, when you get to the brocha, do you make a brocha a Borei Pri Agafen, or do you make a brocha on the Shabbos, on the Yom Tov, on the day itself? And so Beit Shammah says that you first make it on the day. And Hillel says you first make Berech Alayayim, Berech Alayayim, first make Kiddush on the wine. Right? So you know, we have an acronym for Kiddush, Yaknahaz. Right? Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdola Zman. Right? Is that right? Yaknahaz. Right? Ner Zman. Right? That's for Avdola. Right? So Beit Shammah, we're not in the Adayim, Vachakach, Mosgir, Rakos. When it comes to the order, Beit Shammah says you first Vas. And then you make then you pour the wine. Now look at Rashi. Bachar was getting a course. Yain abayiv ne'ah mazon kramim perikaitz mevarchin. Hesev apishinat levius. I think now long Rashi over here, but I don't know if any of you have seen this. Some the Yekas have a minhag to vas before Kiddush on a Shabbos. Any of you seen that ever?
Yes.
They vas and they come to the table. So it's a similar idea over here, right? Shamar not only a dime machar mozgin, but he don't only mozgin a kos vachar not only a dime. Then you first wash and then you first make kiddush and you wash. But shamar mekaneach yada b'mapa u'menicha l'shulchan. Now we wouldn't have thought this was a halachic issue over here, but Beit Shammah says that you keep your serviette, your napkin with you, right? And mekaneach yada b'mapa, you wash your, you keep your hands clean. Rashi says, yeah, neglat mayim rishonim, from drying your hands the first time. Umeinicha lashukhan, you keep the cloth, this napkin, on the table. And then while you eat, remember that was eating without knives and forks, right? So always having dirty hands. So in between each course, you could wipe your hands. And Rashi says, remember, he'll say, you don't leave it on the table, put it on your chair. So you don't keep this dirty napkin on the table, you leave it on your chair. Maybe that's where the minhag comes from, putting the napkin over your knees when you eat. I don't know. Beit Shammah Omrim, Mevarech et Abayit, Mechabdin et Abayit, V'acharkach Notin Yadai. So Hillel says, you first, now we're talking about Mayim Achronim now. So we're talking about Rashi says, Mechabdin et Abayit, Makom She'achlu Sham, Imei Seivu Agam Ekarki, you're sitting on the floor eating. Mechabdin et Karki, you first like clean up the mess around you. Imei Seivu Lashulchan, Mechabdin et Lashulchan, Mishurei Ochlin Beshenit Pazur Alav. Or you clean up the crumbs. So you don't want a bench while you've got all crumbs all over the show, right? Pirurim on the floor. You first clean up the crumbs. And then you bench, right? Where Hillel says, first you bench, we don't worry about the crumbs, and then you worry about cleaning up afterwards. Beit Shammah Omrim Ner Umazon Besamim Vavdala. Beit Shammah says, in the order of Havdalah, first make bracha on Boreim Ha'esh, then Mazon. Sorry. If you had it right, no, a little different, yeah. I think we're speaking about it here, if you only got one glass of wine, and now you got a bench for Sudash Lishit, Emek Havdalah. Look at Rashi here. Echad neru mazon. Mi she'ein lo rat. Mi she'ein lo ela kos echad b'motzei Shabbat. Person, you got one cup, right? B'motzei Shabbat. Menicho ad lachar hamazon. So you keep the cup till after hamazon. V'soder alav ner umazon ubesamim v'havdola. And then you make havdola and benching all together. And then the order would be ner mazon besamim v'havdola. That would be the order. You go first by Boreim Ha'esh. Then Birkat Hamazon, then Boreim Nebesamim, and then the Brocha of Havdalah. Ubehil Omrim, Ner Ubesamim. Hillel says you first make Ner, and then Besamim, not benching. Then you bench, and then Havdalah. So the argument really is about whether Besamim comes before Havdalah, before benching or after benching. We'll see this in the Gemara later on what the differences are. And then Ner Besamim, Mazon, Havdalah. Beit Shammah Omrim, now, in the bracha of Havdalah, Beit Shammah says, you say, Shebara Me'or Ha'esh. You say, the one who created the light of the candle, Behilo Omrim, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. Okay, we know what we say, right? And Ein Evarchin Lo Ala Ner, V'lo Ala Besamim Shel Akum. You shouldn't use candles or Besamim of Goyim, or of Avdei Avodah Zarah. Rashi, V'lo Ala Ner, V'lo Ala Besamim Shel Metim. And neither ones which are used, obviously not that the dead people used, because they can't use them, but which were used at a grave. Rashiya, Tam the Chulum, we'll see in the Gemara later on. V'lo ala ner, v'lo ala besamim shel avodah zorah. And neither. So then Akum over there means a proper goy. Just a goy, not even avodah zorah, right? I made a mistake. That Akum is sensitive. In the stars, you probably got there Nochri. What do you got there?
Goy.
Right? V'ein revarachin ala ner ad shi oto le'oro. And you also should make a bracha on the flame until, look, Rashi, Sheyehu Nehenim Mimenu. You got to go to Hana'a. That's where the minah comes from, of looking at your fingers and seeing the difference, trying to check your fingernails. You need some sort of Hana'a from the Ner to make a brocha. And what's important over here, it says here that you shouldn't make a brocha until you've got Hana'a, right? So you make, some people say, Boreim Ra'a Aisha, then they look at their candles, at their nails. It seems that you actually look at your nails first before you make the brocha. Right, in Augusta, very makpil on that you first put your hand to the candle, then you make a brocha, then you look at it again, because you want to get hana'a first before you make the brocha. Sorry? But the Mishnah is saying differently here. Here you're getting hana'a. So you can't, if there was a brocha to do something, you're up. But here it seems to be that you're making a brocha that you got hana'a. So you need to get that out of the candle, right? Mishachal v'shachal v'lo birech. So now we saw this in the previous parek. Person who ate and forgot a bench, right? But Shammah miyachzorim komo birech. There we spoke about bracha rishoni. That's we have bracha achrona. But Shammah said you go back to the place where you ate and you bench. He'll say that you can bench where you're remembered. And then ad matay mevarech, how long have you still got before while you can bench? And the Gemara Mishnah says ad kedesh yitaker amazon shebe ma'av. And yeah, there's no machloket hinam behinam shamai, as long as it takes for the food to be digested. And we say that's approximately 72 minutes, right? Now they've already finished eating. And now wine arrives. Im ein sham ele oto kos. If this is the only glass, so Beit Hillel says, first make a brocha on the wine, and then bench. Right, keep this cup for the benching. And then you, if Shaul makes a ben, is making a brocha, look at Rashi there. This is important. Afilu lo shama el sof brocha. We actually discussed this yesterday at Tzedah Shlishit. Even if you only hear the end of the brocha, avalo lachar kuti shemabirech lahar hagrizim. But if a kuti was benching, remember in those days Chazal the kutim still benched. You had to hear the whole brocha in case he made a brocha on the zorav. Only lachar kuti shemabirech lahar hagrizim. Okay, Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Now the Gemara brings a brighter, similar which is learned now in the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, dvarim shemav shemav hila basuda. These are the things that behila shemav argued about in the suda. Beit shemav mi mevarech layom vachach mevarech layayin. So behila said, Beit shemav said, you first bench on the day, and then you bench on the wine. Why? Shayom gorem layayin shemav. Why are we bringing out wine? Bringing out wine because of Shabbos Yontif. So therefore, it's because of Shabbos. So therefore, you bench on the day first. Look at Rashi there. Kos lo ba ele bishvil Shabbat lekiddush. We're making kiddush. Sorry, not bench. Why would we make kiddush? We make kiddush on Shabbos Yontif. And why do we make kiddush on the day? So the day must come first. Ukfar kiddush hayom. And the day's already been mekadesh. Look at Rashi there. Mishe kiblu alav. Or mitzvah kochavim. Either when you were mekabel Shabbos at davening, when you said mizmor shiliyah b'Shabbat, or mitzvah kochavim was already Shabbos. We saw in our Gemara the other day that mekadesh ha-Shabbat. We don't mekadesh the Shabbos. Hashem is mekadesh the Shabbos. So the day is already kadosh. V'adayin yayin lo ba. And the wine hasn't come yet. So therefore, l'shulchan says Rashi to come to the table. Kashem shekodim leknisa, kach kodim lebracha. And since the day came first into the kiddush, so too the brocha should be first. He says first all the way around, first on the kiddush, on the wine, and then the day. Why? Shayayin gorem li kedusha. Because the wine is what's causing the kiddush. You're making the kiddush on the wine. Shetameh, right? It's causing us to say the kiddush. Now, it's interesting thing over here. If you look at Rashi over here, Shayayin gorem li kedusha tamer. Shim ein yayin lo mekachi. There's no wine, you don't make kiddush. So now everyone's thinking, but what is it? We do make kiddush. When we make kiddush, we haven't got wine on what? We use? The bread. So look at Rashi. V'amekadosh lapat gam hu b'makom yayin. In this case, the pat would be the same thing as the wine. U'birka lapat, because then you make a brocha. Motz lech min aretz first. So just like you make bread pri agafa, you make motz lech min aretz, and then you make the rest of the kiddush. If you haven't got wine or you haven't got bread, then you can't make kiddush. Rashi tov davar shetamer davar acher. Birka. Another reason, yeah, says Behilel. Is birkat yayin tadira ubirkat ayom eno tadira tadira shel tadira tadira kodem. We got a klal, whatever's more frequent, more regular, and we drink wine more times a week than we make kiddush, more than Shabbos. Therefore, wine gets a brocha first. Look at Rashi there, tadir. Nafka masechet zvachim. We learn from behind crowd. Yichtib musafin milvad latabokra shel latatamid tasu et eile milvad. We learn today from the korban tamid comes first before the musafin, right? Milvad mashmul achar she kraftem a tamid takrivu a musafin look at ashiran asher lolat tamid cry a tyra lemedet b'shvil she tamid hikdima hakatuv mikara talemed the kol atmidi anything that comes in regress from the korban tamid we learn that the tadir v'shana tadir kodem. Now the Gemara has a question. My davar acher. Why? Beit Shammai just gave one explanation. He said because of the day. So now, why are we giving two explanations here? Because of the one is the reason, and because it's tadir. So when it says v'chitay mahatam, because you want the v'chitay here is not like a v'chitay. We don't want the v'chitay ma. Do you want to say? Then we balance now. The Gemara said no. V'chitay mahatam. We learned over there. Tartay v'hachachad two then one here. Because really, hachanami tatirinu b'kalayayin tatirinu b'kalayom elu tatirinu 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 tikudayim. Because really, Beit Shammai actually gave two reasons. What did Beit Shammai say? Beit Shammai said, look what Beit Shammai's reason was. He says, shayom gorem leyayin, the wine causes, the day causes the wine to come, and the day's already been kadosh, and the wine hasn't yet come. So he actually gave two reasons. So he also gave two reasons, and that's why she said around the Gemara, says like this, and the Gemara says, new pshita. Well, obviously, it's passionate to go out by Hillel. The Hanafka Bat Kol. The Bat Kol came out and told us in across Shas, Halacha Kebet Hillel. So the Gemara says there are two possibilities. Ibad Aimel Kodim Bat Kol. This might be before the Bat Kol. That's why the Gemara told us that. Ibad Aimel Achar Bat Kol. Or it could have been after the Bat Kol. Right? He says, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua is the Tana here of this Mishnah. Rashi, Babav Metzia, but Tanurosh Lachnai, the Perek Hazahav. On Daf Nun Tete, and what he said, the Ein Mashkichin Bebat Kol. We don't listen to Batei Kol, and therefore, even after the Bat Kol, we still know what the halacha is.